There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
No. I'd watched it. Pandora had taken me to the theater and we watched Final Destination. That wasn't all we did over the summer, but it was definitely what fucked me up the most. People getting their shit handed to them after cheating death. Great. There was even a gas top stove killing scene. Just what I needed. I'd never been more convinced of the existence of God than I was now, even as a Baptist kid in West Texas. This was something else. Some force had to be doing this stuff on purpose. They would have known the only way to get to me was through movies. I'm not saying a divine being made Final Destination, but it definitely mocked me with it. That and nightmares of my own death. It was pretty unclear what was real and what was in my head. One thing that had become clear. Bastion was right. Morris went quiet as we got closer to Election Day. This thing was going to the wire, and they weren't taking any risks.
We all know that the biggest choice that the American people have to make this year is in the presidential race. Now you all know how I feel. I just want to tell all of you here in this great arena and all the folks watching and listening at home a few things that I know about Al Gore.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Governor and Mrs. Bush and Secretary and Mrs. Cheney.
It will be Gore and Lieberman versus Bush and Cheney, and boy, are we in for one hell of a ride.
Hole punch, please.
What? That's mine.
That's yours? Yeah, that's your hole punch.
Yeah, that is my hole punch.
The one that says Arthur Anderson on the bottom of it?
I happen to be a big fan of your guys' work.
Yeah, so you stuck the name of our company on your hole punch?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I know your game, Yang.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Steal a hole punch, so I have to come over here.
I guess you do kind of know my game.
Hey, look what I got myself.
Oh, yeah, MP3 player.
Rio PMP. They reduced them at Radio Shack. Want to know why?
Why?
Because Metallica are going to bring down Napster.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh. And everybody will be back to shelling out their ass for albums in a store.
But you could still rip it onto the Rio.
Yeah, I guess. But some CD-ROMs block that.
Yeah, you gotta just find the right software.
Oh, okay, Bill Gates.
Fine, if you don't want the software, then
Jim, can I grab you a second?
Yeah, I can... yeah.
You got grabbed.
I got grabbed. Hey. You okay?
Huh?
Are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, uh-huh. In here.
Oh! Oh.
Jim, what is it?
God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. I'm fucking sorry. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. Please, don't be mad.
No, I'm not mad. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry I stopped. I'm totally... That was...
Yeah, that was... Shit, you're crying.
I'm not... Shit. Damn it. I really want to... Oh, fuck it. Mm. Yeah. So the net revenue streams from the previous tax year will be separated.
Oh, okay, but not removed
from the report. No, no, because we will use that to calculate against...
And show forecasting.
That's right. So if you follow the 1998...
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go to my place right now. Right now, Jim, please.
No,
you are.
No, you. Look, I want this so bad. I just...
Please, don't be with her. Please, Jim. Please, be with me. Be with me.
I know
I'm not supposed to be mean and say shit like that, but I just can't help. New Year's Eve was so... I was so happy. I was so happy, and then I was so sad. And now I'm like, this is like, you know?
No, I know.
What do you need me to do? What is it?
You have a guy, right?
You have a girl.
I don't have her.
Is she a friend?
I guess not. Is he?
I guess not. But I mean, like, how is it even going with her?
Well, good. Up until about 3 minutes ago.
Do you like her?
I did.
3 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm sorry. What am I doing?
No. Yeah. I...
Would it be okay if sometimes we just kissed each other? Would it be okay? Tell me it would be okay. Please.
It would be okay.
And we can just say, we'll take it from there, right?
Right.
Because I think if I knew I couldn't kiss you anymore, I would just...
No, I know. I'm the same.
I'm sorry about New York.
I'm sorry too.
You're not as into Enron as me, and that's okay.
Says my boss.
So they told you, huh?
Of course. Finance director.
Assistant director, actually.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Just be careful.
Why?
With your money in this place?
It...
Just hear that. Hear me saying that. Every time you want to invest more or get family and friends to just hear my voice, okay? Promise me. Please, Cora.
Yeah, I promise. I promise. Pinky swear.
Right.
The KPIs and financial ratios provided such a clear picture. we got metrics.
Right.
Like return on equity, debt to equity ratio, and earnings per share, which gave stakeholders a deep understanding of the company's financial position and future prospects.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I was thinking if it highlighted market trends, maybe.
Oh, it does. It does.
Superb.
Superb. I don't think the universe wants us to make out.
I hate the universe.
Had been predicting for days that an intense flare just might erupt, and today, one did.
On World News Tonight this Tuesday, the first Concorde ever to crash just after takeoff from Paris. 113 people are killed, which included everyone on board. It is the world's most glamorous passenger aircraft. We'll take a closer look. What's the magic, and what will this crash mean to Concorde's future?
We're pleased to have all of you here with us today as we announce the merger to create the first global media and communications company of the internet century, AOL Time Warner.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey,
Fuck. This is crazy.
Yeah. So, the merger is done?
Yeah.
Jim, boardroom, now.
The boardroom?
The fucking boardroom.
What? Why me? Cora is the assistant director.
Because I need some fucking grade A bullshit to save my ass.
Save your ass? What are you talking? Doug!
Excuse me. Logistics director for EBS, Doug Martinez. This is finance manager for EBS, Jim Yang.
Hey. Hi.
Yeah, sit down. I'm Walt Lampanelli. I'm the general manager for Enron. For today, I'm your principal agent in dealing with the board, okay?
Okay, cool.
How are we combating this in EBS specifically?
My name's Linda Price. I'm the director of operations for Enron Broadband Services. We're actually at a really exciting place right now.
Have we got minutes on this, Carla?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Continue.
So, an exciting growth point for us.
I want media services. What's your media services package?
Doug's team. Doug's team is working with Blockbuster, right?
Blockbuster. Media streaming, correct?
Yep, that's correct. Affirmative, sir.
Where's it at?
So there's been a rollout, a trial. Trial to, you know, they've extended, so 30 American homes have been trialing the service.
Streaming online videos, movies, right?
Right.
Enter their homes using our tech, correct?
That's right. That's correct, I mean.
And what now?
The trial is complete. It was completed early.
Completed early? What, they watched every movie ever made?
No, it was completed ahead of schedule.
Was it completed ahead of schedule, or was it terminated?
It was terminated.
Blockbuster, we're looking to re-evaluate.
Why was it terminated? The delays in your answer will be noted in the minutes for this meeting, Mr. Martinez.
No, yeah, right. It was terminated because of licensing and bandwidth hiccups.
Hiccups. You know how you get rid of hiccups, Martinez? You scare the shit out of people. And they forget they have them.
There were problems. Faults, yeah.
Do we have the bandwidth or not?
We have the capacity and fiber. That's an absolute certainty.
What's that?
We have the capacity in terms of planning and buy-ups. There's no shortfalls.
So what? What happened?
Well, most of the fiber is dark.
Dark?
Inactive.
Why?
Because they're part of a package with PGM and not located in areas of high demand, particularly for the trial.
In English?
We're buying cable, but unspecified. And the installation companies are laying it at the wrong time, in the wrong places.
Why?
Because...
You said there were no faults with EBS planning, then you tell me we're laying fiber in fucking backwater bayous? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying...
Hey... Be clear.
EBS was told to buy up fiber. Any fiber.
Why?
To fill growth quotas, sir.
Who's this guy again?
He's a finance manager.
Finance manager. Okay. Sure. Why aren't we controlling bandwidth in the areas for the trial? As I expect, that's what we told Blockbuster we would do, right? Because you fucking, I mean, just cheat the trial, right? Own all the fiber in the areas for the trial, bluff it out like it's a perfect system... and move to the next stage of the project. Right, that's obvious.
Right, so we were muscled out.
Muscled out by who?
AT&T, Verizon, and...
Let me guess, AOL. Is it AOL?
Yeah.
And licensing problems?
The studios didn't respond well to the concept of media streaming. I think just the whole Napster thing made...
Right, okay. Okay. Anybody here got a business degree? Anybody? What we got? Finance? Management? What about you, sir?
Me? Zoology.
Zoology.
Yeah, this job kind of...
Well, hey, zoologist, you want to know who owns all the fucking movies,
Well, I don't...
It's
really...
Time Warner. Oh, and hey, did you see the news today? Hey Doug, what was the name of the company that stole our bandwidth?
AOL, sir.
A-O-fucking-L! Did nobody in this fucking department wake up to the fact that you were getting fucked in the ass for this entire year by these corporations? Nobody! This merger was on the table since fucking January, and we're buying up cable in downtown bum Foxville in fucking who gives shit county!
It's a scaling project.
Downscaling, that's what it is. You let EBS get fucking squeezed. You dropped the ball. You fucking fumbled in the end zone.
With all due respect, we're not in the end zone.
Excuse me?
We're not in the end zone. That is a $300 billion merger that...
Control the internet. It says it on the fucking wall. That's your MO. Control the fucking internet. That's what we asked. That's what we wanted. You want to know what ECT and EES are working on right now? Controlling Californian energy. And guess what? They fucking do. They completed their assignment.
The internet is bigger than California energy. And those kinds of tricks won't work
here. The internet is fucking child's play. The internet is hamster dancing J-Lo's ass on fucking chat rooms.
With all due respect, it's not.
With all due respect, why don't you do your fucking job? Listen, son. If there was respect for me, from you, and this floor, we wouldn't be in this bum fight with AOL and the fucking baby bells. Carla. Send a note to the board that I'm recommending a cut of 20% in EBS payroll.
Yes, sir.
Worst performers to be gone in a month. Linda, upstairs, now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got a special agent, who's gone dark.
You got a time frame?
Coming up to maybe 3 days.
What program?
Can't say. It's in Langert's division.
You know I can't authorize units for Langert's division.
I know that.
The agent, they're a ghost, right? Or do we have a problem here?
Affirmative, ghost.
Then I don't know what to tell you.
Copy that.
And he was all, there's going to be a cut of the bottom 20% of performers in EBS. And
God, that sucks.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get...
Oh. Hey, come on.
What?
I'm not bottom 20%. I'm top 20%.
Cora got promoted above you. Just saying.
Yeah, but she's Miss Enron with her sash.
What?
It's just a thing. She's super into it.
Hey, I'm going to order pizza. You in?
Yeah, I'm in. Sure. What places you got around here?
Oh, there's a great place down the street. I'll call.
Okay, sure. Can I watch your TV?
Yeah, you have my permission to watch my TV.
Thanks.
Look at his shorts.
Wow. Right now, every delicious Burger King Big Kids meal you buy comes with a Nickelodeon back-to-school supply.
Like the Premier League, Manchester United suffered an embarrassing loss to bottom-of-the-division Ashwood...
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings.
Good evening. It has been quite a day. We'll get to the Middle East peace talks and the running mate for Governor Bush, but for the first time in more than 30 years in its history, a Concorde has crashed.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's where we start. It was an Air France Concorde chartered by a German tour company. It had just taken off from Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris when something cataclysmic happened in at least one of the four engines.
Ah, pizza's ordered.
Nice. A long stream of smoke and fire as the pilots... This Concorde thing.
Oh, I know. Horrible.
Yeah. Right outside of Paris.
So sad. Such a beautiful part of the world, too. And nice people. Despite what Americans would have you believe, right?
Oh, cool. You been to Paris?
Yeah. I've been all over Europe.
No way.
Way.
Where else did you go?
God, so many places. London, Paris, Barcelona, Rome. We spent some time in Greece, then went up through Albania and Serbia to Budapest.
Holy crap. Wow. We. Is that like a college sweetheart or...
You're so lame.
What?
It was with my mom.
Oh, cool. Does she live in Houston?
She died.
Oh. Sorry. You just... You never mentioned it and...
Well, maybe I was saving that kind of info for... a boyfriend?
Aha. Right.
Because we're just... friends, right?
This again.
Hey, I'm cool with being friends. Nothing like making a nice new friend, huh? Saving yourself for Miss Perfect?
I'm not saving myself. I just... I don't know. I'm...
Hey, you don't have to explain. We're having a good time.
Exactly. We're having a good time.
We're ordering pizza.
Ordering pizza and watching plane crashes.
Right, exactly. And talking about my dead mom.
Right. Sorry, though. I didn't like...
No, it's okay. It's still kind of sore, so, yeah. It was a bucket list trip. Europe.
Right. That's amazing that you did that.
I know. I know. Can I, get you a coffee?
Coffee before pizza? Nah, I'm good.
Well, you won't want what I'm having.
What are you having?
Herbal tea!
Herbal tea?
Yep.
I think I'll stick with the Pepsi. Oh. Hello?
Get out.
Bastion?
Get out of her apartment now.
What are you talking about?
She's an agent.
An agent of what?
She's FBI, Jim.
You're... No. You've got the wrong... No.
Jim, listen to me. Pandora Ames is Agent Dana Benavides.
Hold on. You're... She's a nerd, Bastion. She's a junior auditor. She's a glorified copy girl. This... Your information is wrong. Hello? Hello?
Oh, wow. Instant pizzas.
Wait.
Hey.
Here's your order.
Oh, that was super fast. I just want to open the box and check.
Staten, no!
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Mike Capizola as Doug Martinez, Gabriela Garcia as Pandora, Alejandro Taran as Bastion, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Staff, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with The Second Tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search Second Tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.